Speaking of freaking, imagine if your resume were tattooed on your body. All your achievements or failures inked on your skin for everyone to see. That's pretty much the way it was for criminals in Soviet prisons during much of the 20th century. Their tattoos told their tales, though a lot of it was in code. Here's our friend Alina Simone.
During the Soviet era, the art of the prison tattoo evolved into a language of its own, all but incomprehensible to anyone other than inmates and a handful of experts within the prison system. The archive of one of these experts, criminologist Arkady Bronnikov, was once used to help Russian cops identify criminals, and sometimes their victims. Today, his work is the subject of a new book put out by Fuel Publishing, The Russian Criminal Tattoo Police Files.
His idea was that he would build up a library of images, and from that library, he would be able to gauge the meaning and the history of each criminal.
Though the lobby of a posh hotel is an odd place to discuss the often grisly art of the criminal tattoo, that's where I caught up with Damon Murphy, co-founder of Fuel Publishing, during his recent visit to New York. We're not talking about political prisoners, by the way. The key word here is criminal.
That's the interesting thing about these works, is that they give us a unique insight into that world and how that world is constructed and how people get their status within that world and how people are lowered.
Prison tattoo artists were known as prickers. They used jerry-rigged razors and ink made from a cocktail of ashes, urine, and scorched rubber. Even though they were illegal and sometimes fatal, tattoos were so desirable that when word got out about talented prickers,
criminals would try and get themselves transferred to those particular prisons so that they can get their tattoos done by these artists.
Part rap sheet, part confessional memoir, the tattoos became a covert form of communication. To decode them, you had to practice a kind of reverse logic.
So symbols of churches and crosses don't represent the person's belief in God. You know, they represent the kind of thieves' cross, or the domes of the churches represent sentences served.
They served as badges, establishing a prisoner's status in the criminal hierarchy.
If someone has eyes on their chest, then they're a powerful criminal who's looking out and overseeing all the other criminals, so they're in a position of power.
They could also convey personal information.
If the eyes are tattooed just above the groin, that makes them a homosexual criminal.
And even serve as a vehicle for revenge.
Things like erotic tattoos, like naked women, all these things are lowering tattoos.
These were tattoos applied as punishment. If a prisoner lost a card game or cooperated with prison authorities or otherwise breached the criminal honor code. Once, while I was traveling in Russia, I caught a lift with a guy who had spent 14 years in prison for killing a man. Oops. He was covered in tattoos. Yeah, that should have been a clue. But I had no idea what they meant. So I asked Damon Murray for a quick primer. When should you run?
Yeah, I mean, anything with a skull and a knife going for it generally means they're a murderer or in some shape or form. If sounds pretty obvious, but if they've got a dagger going through their neck, that means that they're a murderer, a killer.
At least that used to be the case.
People are still being tattooed, but it's not in the same way. I think it kind of started to die out in the sort of late 80s and early 90s when drugs became massive within the Russian prison system. And that meant that people could buy their tattoos, whereas previously they had to earn their tattoos.
And if they didn't earn them, they'd be told to erase them.
You know, they would give a prisoner a brick or a piece of glass and say, remove that tattoo or face the consequences, and that's what they had to do.
Money stripped Russian prison tattoos of their significance, and so has the popularity of tattooing in general. 25 years ago in Russia, having a lot of tattoos pretty much defined you as a criminal. Whereas today, that young Russian guy with a tattoo of a knife through his neck, maybe he just, you know, really likes knives. For The World, this is Alina Simone from New York.